I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. This is a man's world. I'm a soul
man. I'm a soul man. I feel like a woman.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, ahead of the 50th anniversary of the Mann Center, part two of our look at its evolution. The Robin Hood Dell in East Fairmount Park was the original summer home of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And after nearly collapsing in the late 1940s, it thrived through the mid-century under the leadership of Frederick R. Mann. He was a larger-than-life character on a mission to give the broader public free access to classical music greatness, like local piano phenom Andre Watts. And Wayne native opera singer Anna Maffo. But with the 1960s came changing tastes, and because the Dell received a generous subsidy from city taxpayers, there were growing calls to program the venue to appeal to a wider set of residents. By 1967, after a Duke Ellington Count Basie show was shot down by the Fairmount Park Commission, which was also led by Mann, the Philadelphia Tribune offered a scathing critique, with the black paper accusing Mann of catering to the, quote, chosen few. But things did begin to change. Jerry Blavitt brought a rock and roll jamboree to the Dell that year that featured Patti LaBelle and closed with the first big hit for Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway to your heart. Through time, that became a pattern for Mann the person and Mann the venue, needing to pivot with the hard realities of economics. Despite his pitfalls, there was no doubting Frederick Mann's ability to make big things happen. And one of his biggest was the years-long effort to build a new, modern facility and get it done ahead of the bicentennial. Through a mix of public and private money, it came together in West Fairmount Park, this time with covered seats for the patrons and free lawn seats with shimmering skyline views for the masses. Opening night at the Dell West was June 14, 1976, and by all accounts, the highlight was the Philadelphia Orchestra playing a Rachmaninoff concerto. By July, as a way to diversify revenue streams, a new series of ticketed, softer rock shows kicked off.
Good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby.
It was a deal between Mann and Larry Magid of Electric Factory Concerts that was reportedly reluctantly hashed out over 7 a.m. vodka shots. James Taylor was the debut.
And rock of our sweet baby James.
By 1979, the venue was renamed in Mann's honor. And when Mann died in 1987, the Philadelphia Daily News summed up his life and impact by calling him a, quote, paradox. Loud, abrasive, and domineering, but with artistic sensitivity and exquisite taste. Mann once estimated his personal contribution to keeping classical music free in Philadelphia at $20 million. Over the years, as the city subsidy went away and the orchestra dealt with its own financial woes, the Mann Center has continued to evolve, offering more opera, ballet, film screenings, and embracing all music genres from jam bands like Fish to hip-hop acts like The Roots. Get up, get up, get up. One key challenge to the man was the construction of the outdoor concert venue in Camden in the 1990s. It held 10,000 more people, secured deals with the biggest promoters, and quickly became the go-to for top artists and festivals. As the live music industry went full-on corporate conglomerate, the man struggled to stay afloat, fighting to keep its civic reputation, but also pay its bills. A key change came in 2020, when in true if you can't beat 'em, join 'em mentality, the man inked a deal with mega promoter Live Nation, which this season landed them big name shows like The Strokes and Shaboozey. And while gone are the days of free orchestra performances, the venue, now rebranded the Highmark Man, is still a nonprofit with a mission to serve the community. And, true to Frederick Mann's vision, remains the premier spot in the city to catch a concert under the stars. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY. And once again, major shout out to Jack McCarthy and his excellent book, A Century of Music Under the Stars, A History of the Man and the Robin Hood Dell.